plan, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Verse 20, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. Yeah, so you sinned, so you didn't want righteousness. You sinned, and righteousness was the last thing you wanted because you were too busy having fun sinning. I guess that's one way of looking at it. Verse 21 says, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. 22 says, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But the gift, remember my subject was God's gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for everlasting life. Through his dying on the cross, making that great sacrifice for each and every one of us, all he wants us to do is accept him. All he wants us to do is live a life, and not just live a life that we think we need to live, but he wants us to live a life that others may see him in us and may want that life for themselves. Our problem is we're too busy trying to make a life of our own, not thinking about what Christ wants, not thinking about what God wants. It's what we want. And when we do things where we think about what we want, we're not doing the will of Christ. You know, we should want him to guide us daily. Guide us daily. Well, I want to do this. Well, if you do that, you're not letting him guide you. Let's look at John chapter 3. Let's look at verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And verse 15 says, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. He died on the cross so that we can have eternal life. He died on the cross so that we can be what he wants us to be. He died on the cross so that we can be ambassadors for him. He died on the cross so that we might be free from sin. He died on the cross so that we could live a life for him. He died on the cross so that we can be guided by him. He died on the cross, and then you can just fill it in yourself. He died on the cross for you and me. Let's look at 1 John, John 8:32. John 8:32. Let's look at verse 31 first. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. So he wants all of us to be his disciples. And verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So my subject was God's gift, but my subtopic would be, and the truth shall make you free. And we're free because we're in him. We're free because we don't have to sin. We're free because we can live our lives for Christ. Let's look at Galatians, the 5th chapter. And verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Let me read that again. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We don't have to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We don't have to be entangled again with sin because he has made us free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. So I get to sit down, right? Oh, what questions? Okay.
Questions or comments? Can you list the passages again?
Sure.
Or does somebody have them all? They want to share them?
Marcus might have wrote them down. I get them.
Yes, I have them.
Oh, Marcus.
We have Romans chapter 6:16 through 23.
Very good.
We have St. John 3:14 through 15.
Mm-hmm.
We have St. John 8:32 and 31.
Right.
Okay. We also have Galatians 5, fifth chapter and first verse? Is that, was it the first verse only?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, any comments or questions on the message on those passages? Anything that lacks clarity for you right now, or that you just want to, just interact with? And use that mic right there. Can you use that mic?
Wanted to make sure Jan told me to make sure she mentioned about her brother her nephew passing, so for him to pray for.
Okay, we'll do that in a minute here. Anyone online? Any? Okay. I see something in is that chat old? That message there older?
No, that's just me posting information for the people on Zoom. No okay. Question. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So I'm going to put you on the spot, Elder Rich, and like if you had a one overarching, like in a couple of sentences, how would you summarize what you feel like we should kind of, as a church, kind of take away from the message?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, you know, God wants us to be led by him, but he also wants us to not just pray for one another, but, you know, way things are nowadays, we need to be there for one another. He wants us not to just, I'm going to pray for